97.7. Our FM. We are Lusaka's number one.
The Power FM Lifestyle News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA. Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
President Hakainde Hichilema commended for helping ease post-election tensions in Tanzania. Nakis is trying to open air classrooms at Kabanana Primary School in Lusaka as inhuman. In international news, the United States is working to secure a humanitarian truce in Sudan. In sports, foreign affairs and international cooperation minister Mulambo Hainde visits Zambia under 17 boys national team at their hotel in Doha. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Former Southern Province Minister Edifai Hamukale has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for what he describes as exemplary regional leadership, saying the head of state has made Zambia proud by helping ease post-election tensions in Tanzania. Dr. Hamukale noted President Hichilema's message of unity and reconciliation during his visit was timely and inspiring, adding that a true neighbor lends a helping hand when another is in distress. He further compared the president's gesture to that of Tanzania's founding leader, Julius Nyerere, who once came to Zambia to negotiate the release of Dr. Kenneth Kaunda when he was detained during the NLD administration. He said President Hichilema's actions reflect the spirit of African solidarity and mutual respect among nations.
Zambian opposition, and indeed other stakeholders that are criticizing President Hakainde Hichilema's participation at the inaugural ceremony of President Elect in Tanzania, are not being objective. Please begin to see with your third eye, a third eye that sees beyond the obvious. This is what one you need to do. You are causing unnecessary panic. Stop swimming in status quo. Get out when it matters and speak out for wrongs that are happening. We're not supporting what happened in Tanzania during and after elections. I think it takes another to go and say, hey, this is the right way. You all make mistakes.
In another development, the National Action for Quality Education in Zambia has expressed disappointment and a disbelief over reports that pupils at Kabanana Primary School in Lusaka are being forced to learn in open-air classrooms. NAPSA's Executive Director, Dr. Aaron Tansa, described the situation as unacceptable and inhumane, especially 61 years after Zambia's independence. He says it was disheartening that learners were being subjected to such conditions, which undermine their right to quality education. Dr. Chansa has since appealed to the Ministry of Education to urgently intervene and find a lasting solution to the problem, ensuring that pupils learn in a conducive environment. However, Mandevu Constituency Member of Parliament Christopher Shakafuswa told Parliament News that the situation is being addressed, revealing that a 1x7 classroom block currently under construction at the school is 90% complete and will help mitigate the shortage of learning space. Mr. Shakafuswa acknowledged the challenge of inadequate infrastructure caused by high enrollment levels at the school. He added that apart from the ongoing works, he had previously constructed a 1x3 classroom block using personal funds and part of the constituency development fund to help decongest existing classrooms.
We'd like to appeal to the Minister of Education to quickly find a solution to this matter. We also want to appeal to the MP and also councillors of this area to quickly work together, and mostly using CDF to commence building that team must be able to ultimate to resolve this matter. We should not allow learners to be sitting or learning outside the classes. They can't concentrate. There's no quality education that can come out of this arrangement. It's quite disturbing. We also want to see parents of these learners rising up against the situation. They must be able to speak up.
The leadership of the United Party for National Development in Kabwe has strongly condemned the power utility company ZESCO for what it describes as unbearable load management practices, urging the company to strictly adhere to its published schedule. Speaking to Parson News in Kabwe, the Provincial Information and Publicity Secretary Fred Dikunga, who was flanked by his deputy Emerson Pukuma, stated that the erratic manner in which ZESCO is handling load management is negatively affecting both residents and the business community alike. The two leaders exhibited their strong displeasure, acknowledging the country's power deficit, by stressing that ZESCO must nonetheless adhere to its schedule. This follows a previous directive from the district commissioner, who had also instructed the utility company to follow its timetable. The UPND officials further indicated that community frustration is mounting, with residents now placing their blame on the government. They are calling on ZESCO to take immediate and corrective action to stabilize the load management situation in Kabwe.
We are here to register our displeasure with ZESCO. We know very well that we have power deficits. The power we have cannot go around all compounds and 24/7. We are aware of that. But our bone of contention is how this power is shared and at what times. That is our problem. That is being unfair. What is your plan against this government?
The government is working, it has put a lot of things, but because of that, people cannot even look at that as being an achievement. What they are looking at is the ZESCO is denying them power. Please, can you come down and help the situation so that the president is not insulted, the party is not insulted? Because the same power is what feeds the people. Please, can we come down and work with the people?
In other news, the Patriotic Front youths on the Copper Belt have condemned what they call the government's wasteful spending on the ongoing constitutional reform process. Copper Belt Youth Information and Publicity Secretary for the PF and Tose Alliance Humphrey Kawe has accused the UPND administration of misusing taxpayers' money on a technical committee. However, the government has continuously stated that consultation process marks a significant milestone in Zambia's democratic journey, placing citizens at the center of shaping the nation's supreme law. Mr. Kawe argued that prioritization of the constitution amendment, stating that the country is not facing a constitutional crisis, but an economic and energy crisis that requires urgent attention. He stated that some civil society organizations rejected the ongoing constitution amendment process, stating that it does not reflect the country's current priorities.
It's totally unacceptable to see government spending money on lodging, food, transportation, and paying youth allowances to the members of this illegal committee. We want to tell President Akainde Ichema leadership that Zambia is not facing constitutional crisis, but rather the energy and economic crisis, which has brought a lot of suffering to the citizens. People voted for you to improve their lives and not to waste taxpayers' money on the useless amendment.
In international news, the United States says it is working with both the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces to secure a humanitarian truce. This follows a sharp escalation in bloodshed in the conflict after RSF fighters captured the North Darfur region's capital, Al-Fashir, following an 18-month siege. There have been widespread reports of atrocities committed against civilians and humanitarian aid workers in the city by the group. The war in Sudan started in April 2023 when tensions between the military and the RSF exploded into open fighting in the capital, Khartoum, spreading across the country. Washington's senior advisor for Arab and African Affairs.